Welcome to Focus on the Five, conversations with Baldwin County business leaders and entrepreneurs, brought to you by Josh Knoll of Gulf Coast Financial Advisors. And now, Josh Knoll.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Focus on the Five, conversations with Baldwin County, Alabama area entrepreneurs and business leaders. I'm your host, Josh Knoll, and we are coming to you today from the studios of WABF 1480, located here in beautiful downtown Fairhope, Alabama. Well, we've got a return guest, somebody that was on, let's call original season one of Focus on the Five a couple years ago. He came in, and at the time we were talking about kind of a alternative to prescription medication, some alternatives for pain and anxiety management as it relates to a particular industry, which has changed dramatically in the last couple of years, and I'm excited to see what all has changed. I know we got an updated product line, and we're going to see what John MacArthur of Fairhope Hemp has to say. John, how you doing?
Good. How y'all doing, man? I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
Glad to have you back.
Yeah, man. It's good to see you.
Well, for those that didn't hear the original broadcast a couple years ago, I want to get into the individual products and how your business has changed and all of this stuff, but I think it would behoove us to start with what got you into this line of work. What is this line of work? And tell everybody about the origins of Fairhope Hemp.
Gotcha. Well, my daughter, she has congenital nystagmus, and that's an oscillation in her eye that's uncontrollable, and that she was born with that. So I was concerned about it back in 17, shortly after she was born, and was researching to the nth degree to try to find out what I could do to help her. Because when I would look at her, her eyes would oscillate from side to side. So she doesn't know any different because she was born with it, but it's just, it makes it harder for her to see and focus on things. So it was in about mid-2017, maybe to the end of 2017, I was researching a cannabis and hemp, to be exact, and it was a product called CBD, cannabidiol. And after doing an immense amount of research and talking to her ophthalmologist and talking to her pediatrician, with their approval, I bought some from out west, I believe it was from California, and tried it. And it greatly reduced the oscillation in her eye, which is the side-to-side movement. And for me, that firsthand experience with cannabis on my daughter and seeing how it changed her in front of me, in front of my eyes, it blew me away. You know, I thought, you know, back in the day where people used it recreationally, I thought, you know, hey, you know, it was the thing to do back when you were younger, but now that I've done the research and tried it on her, a cannabidiol with very, very, very low doses of THC, how it affected her and her vision and her self-esteem, it was everything to me.
Very good. That's a great story, and I remember it well. Well, so you see the results firsthand, right? And a lot of times somebody would say, well, that's great. I'm going to, you know, tell my friends about it, maybe use some of it myself, maybe recommend it to some of my peer group. You decided to go ahead and open a business for it.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that progress.
Well, how'd that go? Yes. I don't know, maybe 6 months after that, I was looking on the Alabama Agriculture website, and they opened up agricultural hemp. And how that stemmed from is in 2018, I think December 25th, the federal government passed the 2018 Farm Bill Act. And what that did is that legalized hemp on a federal level in every state. So from there, Alabama started to participate in such a way where they offered a 30-day window for applicants to grow hemp. So you had to go through the application process, a background check. They had to check where you were planning to grow, and then a lot of stipulations. So I applied for it and got accepted into the program. So that's how Fairhope Hemp started.
Yeah, so you were one of the first, like a lot of people were buying and selling at the time, but now people were growing their own supply. Is that
accurate? Correct. So I started back in 2010, the gas station down there to provide for my family. So I have been doing that for almost 9 years until this farm bill came about, and then I jumped ship, if you will. So I started growing at the house, mm-hmm. and processing and coming to with a product. And the first product that I came out with was a general CBD product, which is right here, and it's a 1500 milligram CBD product. But since then, I've learned so much more about other cannabinoids and the benefits and how it can help other people in different ways. It's very gratifying.
Well, okay, let's talk about that, because I was there when you really were just getting started. You had been growing, you were coming out with the one product, and you knew your stuff already because you'd already done a tremendous amount of research, but it was obvious that you were still getting, you know, your feet underneath you on everything.
Yeah.
We haven't talked for 2 years related to your business. I've seen you around, but what has changed, man? What's the two or three things that really dramatically changed for you in the industry?
Primarily what's changed is the research in the different cannabinoids and what they can do. So let's just take, for example, CBG, which is cannabigiol. So in this bottle here, we have CBG, and CBG by itself is like a slight Adderall. So it gives you energy, focus. It's very good for muscle rebuild after you work out. And also it has about 3 to 5 times the anti-inflammatory properties as CBD. It's a lot rarer than CBD, so it takes a lot more product to get CBG, but the benefits are 2 to 3 times that of typical CBD.
Is that a processing change? How do you make both?
Okay, so how this is made is the general CBD product is made from a short path distillation unit, and it takes it from crude, which is made from flour that is super chilled to about 140 degrees below zero. That's how you separate the oil from the foliage. And then from there, you run it through a short path distillation unit, and then it converts it from crude, which is about 58% pure, to almost 90% pure. And that is a full spectrum CBD product. Now, to get CBG, you have to go a step further. So I don't split the cannabinoids at my shop, because that machine is probably $300,000 to $400,000. So I go to a reputable place and get my cannabinoids split. And then from there, they send the CBG to me with a certificate of analysis, and I formulate from there. And then I formulate to my own strengths and my own carrier oil, which is, I choose to be MCT.
Yep, very good. Well, and originally, so the origin with your daughter's eye condition, but you and I have been on Earth long enough that we had both dealt with our own various pains, various anxieties. We've got family, you know, anybody that's lived a life has dealt with somebody that's gone through either chronic pain and or chronic anxiety. Tell me about, like, what have you learned over the last couple of years, and particularly as you were doing your research coming in, what do you think, what kind of good do you think Fairhope Hemp has done as relation to people managing pain and managing anxiety?
Well, first of all, it's when a customer comes into the shop, I ask them, what brings you here? What in life that are you unhappy with that makes you seek out help?
Right.
So from there, I can better differentiate if they need a CBG product, if they need a CBD product, or a CBN product. CBN is another cannabinoid that's rarer than CBD, and that is like a slight sedative, like a Valium or a Xanax. So for some people that have problems sleeping, at the end of the day, they have an issue with slowing their mind down so they can fall asleep. CBN helps them immensely.
Very good.
CBN by itself doesn't have any THC in it. And this right here helps them slow their mind down so they can fall asleep. And also, it's very good for people that have an anxiety.
Which is most people, to be fair.
Well,
I mean, in modern society.
A lot of people do, because there's a lot of things going on, and you have, you know, Facebook, Instagram, and people are always looking on there and seeing what the next person's doing, and they get anxious that they might not be as pretty or as successful as another person, and sometimes they get overcome with anxiety.
I think that's fair. All right, now, this is what I'm really curious about, because people started coming in your store. For folks that don't know what the store looks like, you're coming into Fairhope. You did a wholesale change on that. I mean, you had the van, got it painted, Fairhope Hemp.
Yeah.
I mean, you really went all out, and you did a great job.
Thank you.
In the beginning, people would come in, I don't want to say shy, but they kind of tiptoed in, right?
Yeah. Well, they've known me to be there working on cars for such a long time, and they really didn't know the transition. So I didn't really, you know, go head over heels with an advertising campaign and go
right.
go ballistic.
Well, that's
that.
The one that knew you, which a lot of people in town know you. Yeah, but I'm talking about just general off the street. I feel like now when somebody comes in there, is it a different experience than it was a couple of years ago?
Well, I think it is because our product line has changed immensely, and we've got a lot more popular word of mouth, and I think they're a little bit more at ease because they, oh yeah, have you been up there? And it works great for me. Why don't you go up there and try it? And it's just amazing how it's changed people's lives. And
well, don't you feel like there's more acceptance now?
There
like the attitude
there
has changed.
And part of that reason is the internet. You know, Google is an amazing place to get information. And when somebody hears about something and they do their own due diligence and research and they start reading about the different cannabinoids and how they can help them or a loved one, it just opens their eyes. And when they hear stories from their mother, their sister, their aunt, their uncle, how it's helped them, they like take a step back and say, look, let me research this and see for myself what's going on. And they come and try the product, and it's just their head over heels. They can't believe how it's changed their life.
Well, you said something before the show started. What's the average age of your...
Well, it's amazing. I mean, it starts from 50, 60, 70, 80-year-old people that come in here on a weekly basis. I have four customers in their 90s. And what they tell me is that they've been to the doctor and the doctors prescribed them just about anything under the rainbow, and they feel that this product helps them better than anything they've ever tried from their doctor.
And what do you think for the 90, 70, 80, 90-year-old, which to be fair, you and I are not that old, but we grew up kind of on the cusp of where, you know, weed was like, it was kind of something, you know.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah, it was kind of like taboo.
Right, it's taboo. Know? That's a good way to put it.
But nowadays, there's so much research and there's so much information on Google on what it can do for you or a loved one, and it helps so many different facets of life, not just THC. You've got CBG, CBD, right. CBN. You've got THC Delta 8 version. You've got THCO, and it's just there's so many different facets that fit into people's lives that they never thought about. It helps comfort them and get them a good night's sleep, or it helps them relax and not be as anxious. And and with diabetes, I have like, I don't know, maybe 10 or 12 people that have severe diabetes, and it's brought their numbers way down, and they can't believe it. I mean, and they wear the little diabetes, what's it called on their hip?
The insulin pump.
And it's hooked up to them or what? I'm not really sure how it works.
Probably an insulin pump.
And they've done their research and take notes, and the numbers come down, and they can't understand how this helps them, and the stuff they get from the doctor doesn't. It just blows their mind.
Well, and I think you and I are in a industry where we have to do certain disclaimers, right? So you can't guarantee those results,
no,
obviously. It's case,
I mean,
by case. But you're seeing it in real time. Yeah, you're seeing people with an insulin pump means you've got usually a pretty severe case of diabetes. So they're coming in. And also, too, John, I think that there's just been a sea change in attitude against the opioid industry. You know, since you came on the radio show a couple of years ago, I don't remember the company's name. I'm not going to get too much into the weeds, but there was a multi-billion dollar settlement against makers of those types of prescription drugs. Whereas you and I, 10 years ago, if someone had said, take this THC extracted medicine versus taking this opioid, society would have told us opioid was the way to go. And I just think that's been proven to not be true.
Well, and I agree with you. And all I can tell you is I've had several customers come in with that similar problem and have weaned themselves off by themselves with our product.
Yep. Well, so, I think with that sea change, also people are understanding that there is a fundamental chemical difference in these different products you're offering.
And there's definitely a difference on addiction and
right.
codependence, and it's just not even in the same zip code. It's
Love it. Well, we're going to take a quick break for station identification. Cool. Then we're going to come back and talk more about the individual products. And I think Lori had a question too. So, quick break for station identification. Those of you just joining us here on WABF 1480 AM, this is Focus on the Five, Conversations with Baldwin County Entrepreneurs and Business Leaders. I'm your host, Josh Null, and I'm joined by John MacArthur of Fairhope Hemp. Lori, you had a question, and I know it's going to be a good one.
I should have had the cordless mic with me. I wanted to clarify that. Don't you farm it now as well?
Yes.
You started growing in your home, but now you actually farm it.
Well, I have enough property where I can grow it on
site.
I see.
Okay.
So there's stipulations where you have to have a certain amount of property to grow. But yeah, we do. We're not growing right now because of the winter time, but we do grow from year to year, and we primarily use that flower for the smokable. So we do offer smokable flower for some customers that enjoy that.
Okay.
It's very pleasing for some people.
John, as with everything, and I've ever known you, everything, you're just like, that's no big deal. It's kind of a big deal you grow your own stuff.
Yeah, I know. But
in the industry.
But you know, there's been a lot of people that got into this maybe 3 years ago when it first started, and they're not growing it anymore because I guess for some reason they thought it was going to be a get-rich-quick thing. Right. They would just grow it and sell it and become millionaires, but that's not the case, man. It's a lot of hard work and a lot of research and development goes into this. It's not as easy as it seems.
Right. Well, you've been dedicated. It's been obvious, right? You've seen this thing through.
I'm pretty into it, and I'm real serious about what I do.
All right. All right, let's talk about some stuff. Now, radio listeners, you're not going to be able to see what's in front of John, but he's got a handful of his products, including a ginger beer and some Delta 8. So let's start.
Yeah,
let's
sure.
run down through that. Our video ones can see it, though, so
okay.
feel free. Let's
okay.
let's go down to different
well,
products.
Yeah, so basically, I've got our line of tincture, and we have pet tincture, and we have human tincture and stuff like that. So
okay, hold on. I'm going to jump in. I'm going to be the regular guy off the street.
Okay.
You just said a word. Pink what?
Tincture.
All right, what's that word?
So tincture, basically what that is that that's an oil-based product made from cannabis that you put under your tongue.
Okay.
Okay, and that's how you take this product. So this product here, it just has
like one drop under your tongue kind of thing?
Everybody's different.
Okay.
So the dropper is called a pipette, and it's graduated. So a full dropper is 1 milliliter, but it's graduated in quarter increments. So it goes from 0.25, 0.50, 0.75, and 1. So everybody's dose is different. So what's important about anything in life is knowing your dose. So we suggest at Fairhope Hemp to start small. Start at a quarter dose. Wait about an hour or so and see how you feel. So you can gradually increase it as you go. And once you find where your dose is, you can go back to that dose every time and duplicate it and have great results.
Okay. All right. So that goes under the tongue.
That goes under the tongue.
What's next?
And then so we have a gummy, and the gummy is very popular. This is a Delta 8 THC product. And there's 12 in a bag, and there's 25 milligrams per gummy. And this is also very popular as a sleep aid. A lot of people out there are exhumed in their life, and they have a lot going on. And at the end of the day, they just can't seem to unwind and slow their mind down. They're thinking about, what did I forget to do today? What do I have to do tomorrow? You know, so what this does is it helps them slow their mind down so they can fall asleep and get a good night's sleep.
Isn't Delta 8 also used recreationally for some kind of a high, or maybe a substitute
for a
beer or a drink?
Well, now, Delta 8 is a head high-ish, okay? Now, the other product that I was talking about, the CBG by itself has no THC in it, and that does not get you high. This is for, like, focus, energy, anti-inflammation. This is fabulous by itself, and it does not get you high. It's more of like a body sensation.
That's my favorite, CBG.
So, and then the other product that we have is CBN. This by itself in this bottle has no THC. So this is like a very, very slight sedative. So what this does, this helps you unwind as well, but it does not get you high. So a lot of my customers, like I was saying, they're in their 50s, 60s, 70s, 80 years old. They're not into getting high. So it's not about getting high.
Right.
It's about getting the sensation that you like, getting to your happy, to make you feel better about yourself, calmer, and maybe be able to interact in public a little more than you would if you weren't under the influence of one of the cannabinoids.
Well, I'll give you an alternative, too. So let's say the 40-year-old drinking half a bottle of Chardonnay to unwind at the end of the night.
Well, you know what? Sometimes when you ingest alcohol, you know, you get a little ahead of yourself, and it's inflammation. So maybe for younger people, the inflammation doesn't bother them that much in that point.
They
in their
will
life.
Only get to our age.
But it's like when we have customers come in that drink, you know, 4 or 5 glasses of wine, and they want to slow down. They want to do something to better their life. Because when you're drinking wine, it's like drinking straight inflammation. And when you're in your 50s, 60s, and 70s, you've got some arthritis, and you've got some, you know, some mileage on your body.
Right.
And if you could supplement maybe a CBN or a CBD product in place of a couple glasses of wine, it's a win-win situation. You get to that space where you're happy and content without the inflammation, and you don't wake up with a hangover.
So I'm leaving the radio station after this. I'm going to your store.
I hear you. Also,
my vice is pale ale at night.
Well, there you go. So the last thing that I just came out with is a drink.
Right.
It's a cannabis drink. And then what we're doing is we're doing THC Delta 8 and CBN 1:1. So it's 2.5 milligrams THC and 2.5 milligrams CBN, and we're doing it in a root beer flavored soda.
Okay.
So it's non-alcoholic, but it's amazing. And this is made with water soluble product.
Okay.
So what that means is it will uptake through your body faster and more thorough than an oil. So let's say you take a gummy and it takes a lot longer for it to digest and go through your body, and you don't really utilize all of it because by the time you pass it, your body can't uptake all of it. But with the drink, we could do a lot less dose and more effect. So you can judge how much you're getting sooner because it's water soluble when your body absorbs it, and it's a different sensation, and it's a lot it's very pleasing for most people.
Well, so you got the root beer, and then you got the ginger beer, which we alluded to.
And that's with the THC and CBN for relaxing sensation. I also have an energy drink, and it's a pineapple drink, and it's THC Delta 8 with CBG. Okay. So that brings focus. That's for the daytime.
Yep.
So it's super cool, man. I love coming out with new products and sharing it with people and helping them with their day-to-day struggles.
Well, let's talk about one more product, then we're going to point people to how to get a hold of you. I see a Delta 8 in a different bottle.
Okay, so this is super popular as well. This is a roll-on.
Okay.
This is like an Icy Hot or a Bengay. So it's a 3-ounce bottle, and it's menthol-based. So the reason I use a menthol base is to open your pores to allow the cannabis to absorb in. So this is very popular with people with like rotator cuff stuff, sciatica, and it is just selling like wildfire. And a lot of my farmers around here that are in their 60s, been farming their whole life, they use it as well, and they swear by it.
Love it.
They've tried just about everything out there.
Well, that's very cool, man. You've come a long ways. This is neat. How do people find you, both physically, phone number, website? Let's go through all that.
I don't do a whole lot of advertising, but I mean, I've got an Instagram and I've got a Facebook, Fairhope Hemp, and then Google. Google's a good place. You go on there and check us out and thumb through some of the reviews and just kind of understand what people are saying about our product.
Can you order from the website? Is that allowed?
I don't have the website up right now.
No. Okay.
But it's something that I'm working on. But if you...
But they come in the store. Store's located at the corner of...
It's 505 Fairhope Avenue. It's in between the library and the post office across from Coastal Community College.
Right. On the north side of town, if you're coming in, heading towards the bay. And then do people call you? What's the best way to get a hold of you?
Yeah, 251-554-4281 or fairhopehemp@gmail.com. Shoot me an email, call me, text that number, and we'll answer any questions that you might have.
May I interject one thing? I just recently sent you a study, and you have one posted.
Oh, yeah.
Studies showing that certain, the CBD, the CBG block the coronavirus, the COVID virus.
Yes, yes, I've read a lot about that, and I've gotten literally probably 100 text messages and emails from customers and friends about that same subject. What I can tell you is I have customers that come in there on a weekly basis, and I have very, very few customers say that they're just recovering from COVID. So
fair way to put it.
Just that's what I have to say about it. You know, I'm not a researcher, but I know like one came from Forbes magazine, another one came from a very, very reputable place, and I'm sure that they scrutinize these test results to the nth degree, and there's got to be some merit to it.
Yes, and they're on your Facebook page, Fair Hope Hemp. Okay.
Fair Hope Hemp, very good. All right, well, anything else before we wrap up?
Thank you for having me, man.
Oh, man, it's good to see you again.
It's 2022 is going to be great. We're working on a cafe. And
at the shop?
A cafe and a place to hang out. I've been building on it for a couple of years now. And it's slowly coming to fruition, and we're gonna have a small cafe, and I've been remodeling the inside, got new bathrooms, put in a kitchen, and we're gonna have small eats there, and then some live music once a week, and we're gonna give it a whirl and see what happens.
That sounds fantastic, man. All right, well, thank you very much, man.
Cool.
You did a great
thank
job yet again. Me. For those of you all that are regular listeners of the show, you know that we also film our conversation and release it on YouTube and Facebook. So if you're watching this video, you'd like to reach out to John or myself, you can always send us a message. Lastly, if you'd like to be on the show, reach out to me or Lori DeBose. You'll find our contact info at the end of the show. In closing, I want to thank my guest, John MacArthur of Fair Hope Hemp. You did a great job, man.
Right on, yeah.
Excited to see you again. You and I always see each other buzzing around and passing
because
our office is not too far from your shop. Also, many thanks to our producer, Lori DeBose, and to all of you out there that have been listening. I'm Josh Knoll, and this has been Focus on the Five. Thank you, and have a great day. All right.
Cool, man. Boom.
Thank you for listening to Focus on the Five. If you are interested in learning more about Josh Knoll and Gulf Coast Financial Advisors, you can find us at gulfcoastfa.com, call 251-327-2124, email josh.knoll@gulfcoastfa.com, or message us on Facebook. Focus on the Five is produced by Josh Knoll of Gulf Coast Financial Advisors. Advisory services offered through Investment Advisors, a division of Pro Equities, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Pro Equities, Inc., a registered broker-dealer and member of FINRA and SIPC. Gulf Coast Financial Advisors is independent of Pro Equities, Inc. Information presented is for educational purposes only and is not an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any securities. Focus on the Five offers commentary and generalized research, not personalized investment advice. Show content is for informational purposes only and does not constitute a complete description of our investment services or performance. All investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to consult a tax professional before implementing any investment strategy.